No sickness or disease, no arthritis can survive in an alkaline environment. And that comes from love and faith and goodness. And it doesn't take long. It'll respond instantly to it. Amen. Oh, my.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland from Healing School, the place to receive your healing, as they lead you in a special time of prayer and confession for your total restoration and wholeness. Find out how to speak words of faith and healing.
Let me read you a couple of scriptures and then we'll pray. We're going to act on this scripture for one. It said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. Jesus is the healer. Glory to God. He went about in his earth ministry, he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. All. Jesus went about healing all who were oppressed of the devil. The devil was the oppressor. Jesus was the healer. He went about doing good, for God was with him. Now the book of Hebrews says Jesus is what? The same yesterday, today, and forever. He is still out there in that healing ministry doing good. But what did he have to have? He had to have faith. Where the people didn't receive him, he could there do no. Jesus himself, the Bible says, could there do no mighty work.
It doesn't say he wouldn't do it.
No, it says
he said he couldn't.
Couldn't do it.
He couldn't do any mighty work.
That power operates. The power of God comes into you here in this meeting, at home, into your finances, into your body, into your children's lives. It comes as faith is released. So that's the next thing we're going to do in this healing meeting today, is release faith. And Mark 11 says, we take what we receive. Believe you receive. When you pray, that means take it. That word means take. You take your healing when we pray. And we've got this whole building rented here. So when you take your healing, you can run around the block. You can jump up and down. You can do what you couldn't do before. This space belongs to us, isn't that right? So we act. If you couldn't get up, get up. If you couldn't run, you can run. Take it. Take it. Take your healing for whatever it is when the prayer of faith is released. Amen?
Yes, amen.
You want to add anything to that?
No, go ahead.
Well, you pray the prayer of faith for us. Glory. All right, are you ready? Should they stand up or be seated? All right, get up. Just get up.
Let's stand.
Just get up and take it. Take it. Take it. Take it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. And everybody, we're all in faith. We're believing for one another. We are believing the Word of God. We are taking healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Another thing the Lord taught me some years ago was to step over the line of faith.
Yeah, step over.
Don't look back.
Take it.
Set your hand to the plow and don't look back. Ever. I believe I receive.
Amen. Amen.
From
Amen.
This moment on, I'm healed. I don't care what anybody or anything says. And I'm not looking back. I'm not going back. I'm going forward.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We love you, Jesus. You are the healer.
Father, you pray it. Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name Lord Jesus.
My Lord.
My Lord.
My Savior.
My Savior.
My Healer.
My Healer.
I believe.
I believe.
The words that I have heard. And the words I have read from your word.
Words I have read from your word.
This very morning.
This very morning.
I take them.
I take them.
I have faith in God.
I have faith in God.
I believe.
I believe.
I will.
I will.
I take it.
I take it.
I take my healing.
I take my healing.
By faith.
By faith.
I have it.
I have it.
It's mine.
It's mine.
And I take it.
And I take it.
And I have it.
And I have it.
I thank you, Father.
I thank you, Father.
I thank you, Lord Jesus.
I thank you, Lord Jesus.
I am so grateful. For your mercy.
For your mercy.
Your goodness.
Your goodness.
Your kindness.
Your kindness.
Your grace to me. I take this thing today.
I take this thing today.
I'll not look back.
I'll not look back.
I'm going on.
I'm going on.
Healed.
Healed.
Well.
Well.
This moment.
This moment.
I receive the full manifestation of it.
I receive.
It is mine.
It is mine.
Yes, oh, mine. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Lord, I have it. I receive it. I have
now,
it.
Satan.
It belongs to me. Thank you, Lord.
Now, Satan.
Satan.
I serve notice on you.
I serve notice on you.
My body.
My body.
Is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
Is the temple of the Holy Ghost.
You will no longer defile it with your touch.
You will no longer defile it.
You touch my body.
Don't you touch my body.
This belongs to Jesus.
This belongs to Jesus.
He bought it.
He bought it.
He paid for it.
He
owns it.
He owns it.
From the top of my head to the soles of my feet.
From the top of my head to the soles of my feet.
No sickness nor disease will defile it.
No sickness nor disease will defile it.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord
Jesus. Praise you,
Jesus. Now, great and wonderful Holy Spirit.
Great and wonderful Holy Spirit.
I give my body to you.
I give my body to you.
As a living sacrifice.
As a living sacrifice.
It's yours.
It's
cleanse it for
cleanse
me, please.
It.
Of all sickness.
Of all sickness.
All disease.
All disease.
All weakness.
All weakness.
All pain.
All pain.
All sin.
All sin.
And any results from it.
Any results from it.
Go in and out.
Go in and out.
Of every cell of my being.
Of every cell of my being.
From the top of my head.
From the top of my head.
Healing in my head.
Healing in my
head. Healing in my eyes. Healing in my ears.
Healing in
all of my sinuses.
Healing in all of my sinuses.
In my mouth.
Fill my mouth with good words.
My mouth is healed.
My mouth is healed.
My tongue.
My tongue.
My throat.
My throat.
All of my chest.
All of my chest.
My lungs.
My lungs.
Esophagus.
And
all of my abdomen.
All of my abdomen.
All the lower abdomen.
All the lower abdomen.
Every vital organ of my body.
Every vital organ of my body.
Is healed and well.
Is healed and well.
And going down all the way through my legs.
Going down all the way through my legs.
My ankles.
My ankles.
My feet.
My feet.
Throughout my toes.
Every bone in my body.
My arms.
My hands.
my shoulders, and every muscle in my body. Healed and strong.
Strengthened with might.
By the power of the Holy Ghost.
Ringing in the ears, leave.
Hearing, come.
Sight in my eyes, come.
My eyes are renewed.
And I have 20/20
vision or better.
I release it.
My body is in your hands, Holy Spirit.
My body is in your
Mold it.
Form it.
To look just like Jesus.
Standing straight and strong.
I receive healing.
I receive miracles.
I receive restoration.
I receive renewing.
And I am delivered
from every addiction
that's not of God.
Tobacco.
Alcohol.
Drugs.
Anger.
Unforgiveness.
I receive deliverance from it.
I receive deliverance from pornography.
All fornications of all kinds.
I'll never be in bondage again.
I stand before you, Jesus.
With an open heart.
An open mind.
Fill it with your presence.
Hallelujah.
An open body.
To be filled
and able for your use.
Now I give you praise.
Now praise him for a few moments.
Just praise and thank him for a few moments.
Praise him and thank him.
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 Stomach ulcers were just healed all over the building.
Stomach ulcers are no more.
Healed and well.
Healed and well.
Stomach pain is gone.
Cancer of the stomach
is drying up right now.
Every cancerous mutant cell,
praise God,
in anybody in this place,
in anybody watching by television or internet,
every cancerous mutant cell,
praise God, dies
in your body and is cast out.
Healed and well.
Healed and well and strong.
Healed and well and strong.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
No, no, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I sense this very, very strong at this moment. Some of you are trying to get it.
No, you've already got it.
Yeah.
Relax and praise.
Don't get over it in that mental realm of trying to get something.
No, you've turned your body over to the Holy Ghost.
Just praise him and worship him.
Oh, just praise him and worship him.
Praise him and worship him.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
All different forms of foot pain, bones in the feet.
That, Lord. My bones are healed.
Cracked up, broken up foot bones are healed and well and miraculously being reshaped and reformed for your feet.
Thank you, Lord.
Strength coming into your feet. The man at the beautiful gate of the temple. His feet were made strong.
Yes,
and he jumped up and he began to walk.
Christ.
Never walked in his life. But strength flowing.
Thank
strength
you.
Flowing.
Hallelujah.
Strength flowing. Oh, thank you,
thank
Jesus, for strength
you,
in our feet, in our ankles and legs and backs. Thank God for back pain going away. Delivered from low back pain. Delivered from degenerative joint disease. Delivered from arthritis. Praise God. Delivered from knee problems, sprained knees, broken kneecaps, ligaments that have been strained.
Hallelujah.
Healed, healed, healed. Well,
hallelujah.
Miraculous, miraculous change. Miracles of the knees, miracles in backs and necks. Changing, changing, changing. The effects on your bones and on your body from years of food abuse, the effects are being miraculously restored. And now in the name of Jesus, you make the decision right now. I'm going to stop eating like that. I'm going to start studying. I'm going to find out how God designed me to eat. God created your body to have certain forms of nutrition. And for you to be completely healthy, you have to have all of those nutritional substances. They all have to be in your body. And you have to be taking in the foods that provide it. Amen.
Amen.
Pray about it. The Lord will lead you there. Amen. But you're going to have to make the commitment. And the strength and the power of the Holy Ghost is right here, right now, to make that commitment. Because the deliverance and the healing of your body that's been brought on. You don't catch arthritis. It's not contagious. It's self-induced. You'd be surprised what 8 or 10 glasses of water would do for your joints. They have to have water to function. Now, that'll heal your joints.
Thank you.
Huh? Arthritis and different diseases like that come from acidic bodies. It's an acidic acid atmosphere. Sickness and disease has to have an acidic body to function. And when you release anger, your body releases all kinds of acid and you get more acidic. But if you learn to walk in love, hallelujah, it begins to flush all that acid out of your body and you start drinking water and giving God praise for it and thanksgiving. And all of a sudden your body begins to go on the alkaline side. It'll do it every time. And no cancer can survive in an alkaline environment. No sickness or disease, no arthritis can survive in an alkaline environment. And that comes from love and faith and goodness. And it doesn't take long. It'll respond instantly to it. Amen. Now we have today released the healing words. And what's so good about this is, my goodness, you take four, but somewhere just as an estimate, somewhere around 4,000 of us in here together in agreement, and we're releasing the words that heal. We're releasing the words that deliver, the words of God. You heard the word preach. You heard the name activated, and all of that. That's what's so powerful about cooperate faith. So don't turn it loose. Don't let it go. And you don't ever have to be sick again. Never. You can walk in divine health.
That's right.
You don't ever have to be broke again. You can walk in divine prosperity. You ought to be looking at this day and say, that's the day. I ain't never going back. Praise
God.
I'm going forward. I'm going forward like Isaac. I'm going forward and become greater yet.
Yes.
Greater indeed. Wealthy indeed. Healthy indeed.
Amen.
Praise God.
I'm going to live
God.
Long and live strong. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Live long and finish strong.
come to these exciting meetings. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The Southwest Believers Convention will be the 4th through 9th of July, 2011 at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. Come November 10th through 12th to the 2011 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to kcm.org.
As long as I'm here, I'm going to be sickness-free, I'm going to be curse-free, I'm going to be prosperous and blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
My name is Scott Hill. I'm from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I, since 95, have been diagnosed with IBD, which is irritable bowel disease. And I usually have been getting flares about every 2 years or so, but just before the meeting this year, I had a flare-up. And so I vowed there's no way this is keeping me from this meeting. Absolutely no way.
Hallelujah. This is Scott from Calgary, and he has come looking for healing. And have you found it?
Yes, I have, yes. Just before the convention, I had a flare, and I found that, well, I was bedridden. I've lost 30 pounds over the last 2 weeks. And I had a revelation that healing was mine.
Yeah.
But I was waiting for it. I was waiting for it to happen. And I was talking with my friend, Tom Bryan, and he made an off-the-cuff comment and said, it's time to walk in my healing. He was telling me a story. And I thought, it's time to walk in my healing. I don't have to wait.
Wait a minute. I sense this very, very strong at this moment. Some of you are trying to get it. No, you've already got it.
Yeah.
Relax and pray. Don't get over it in that mental realm of trying to get something. No, you've turned your body over to the Holy Ghost. Just praise Him and worship Him.
And since then, the pain is now gone. I can walk, I can eat, I can drink water. I am healed, praise God.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
To God be the glory! Thank you, Lord!
Why is it so important to be here in these meetings, to be here in Texas?
I think what it is mostly it's because the word is not only coming from Kenneth and Gloria, it's also coming from staff. You know, Tom Bryan is a staff member, and it came from him. The revelation came from him, just in a passing comment. But the Holy Spirit can get it to you any way he can. And it was just absolutely remarkable. And you make so many divine connections here, so many. It is just absolutely worth life itself.
Ah, today is the beginning of a new life for you.
That's right.
It's the beginning of a miracle life. It's the beginning of a healed life and a well life for you. Start pouring it out on other people. Amen.
Scott is healed. He doesn't have to have that disease anymore because he received the Word of God. Every day he can live healed. In today's message, Ken said, you don't have to try to get your healing. You've already got it. You just have to receive it. Scott realized he didn't have to wait, for healing belonged to him all the time. How come? Because Jesus himself bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. That's what the wonderful thing about knowing the Word and knowing what the Word says. You'll find out that you've been delivered in every area of your life, not just sickness, but you've been delivered from poverty. Poverty is under the curse, the Bible says. Sickness, every sickness and every disease is listed under the curse. The Scripture says so. We are healed. We are delivered. What about when hard times come or when, you know, there's a recession or a depression? What about that? Well, we have a higher place that we get our information and we get the blessing. You know, if you study the blessing in the Scripture, you'll find out, and the Bible just says Jesus has redeemed us from the curse and the blessing belongs to us, you'll find out that we've been delivered from poverty, every sickness, every disease is under the curse. Jesus took sin, every sin is, the curse of sin is under the curse. And so we today, and we're just going to speak about finances right now, because you know really the truth is a lot of people are sick because they worry about finances. You become a sower and you become a tither, and God will get in the midst of your finances. But if you're such a tightwad, you won't sow and you won't tithe. Tithing, Ken and I never got out of debt, and we never got out of lack until we began to tithe. Now, I'll tell you the truth. It didn't seem like there was enough money there for us to tithe. But we found it in the Word of God, and we saw the blessings of the tither and the sower. And so we became sowers and tithers. I'm going to pray over your money right now. And you, I know you don't have time to get your offering together, but you act on it after we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the finances of every person listening. I thank you, Lord, that your Word says that we give and it's given to us, that we sow and we reap, that the blessing of prosperity belongs to us in Jesus Christ. Every curse of poverty is taken care of in the blood and the sacrifice of Jesus, just like sickness and disease is. And so I pronounce upon the people blessing. We receive it. We agree. All of us come into agreement that we are healed and we are prosperous by the power of the living God in Jesus' name. And I believe for the people to receive 100-fold in the name of Jesus for their sowing and their tithing in Jesus' name. Glory to God. The next healing school is in Branson, and that Branson meeting is one of the best meetings we have, one of my very favorite. On Saturday morning, we'll be having healing school. The meeting starts March the 3rd, and it goes through Saturday the 5th. So you come be in that meeting. Get where the power of God is. You will not come out the same way you went in. If you say, well, I just don't think I can believe, and I'm having trouble believing, get under the Word of God. That's what's wrong with you. You need to hear. So you join us there. We'll see you again next week. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit us at kcm.org. There you can purchase this broadcast and other KCM products. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of study tools designed to give you hope and help you find the answers you're looking for. You can also call our prayer line, 800-600-7395, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Have faith in God, awaken your heart to Him, and live in the blessing every day. No matter where you are, if you have internet access, you are seconds away from life-changing answers thanks to the power of search at kcm.org. It's easy. Just find this keyword search block, enter a word, speaker name, topic, or scripture. Search gives you instant 24/7 access to more than 40 years of revelation and inspiration from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Try keyword search today at kcm.org.